we have the interview with Bunga and Zwide, and basically they are part of Kujenga, which is a 7-piece black improvised music outfit based in Cape Town. And the band's name comes from the Swahili language, with the word meaning to build. The group's belief in their calling as creators to build meaningful experiences and connections with every listener. Welcome to the show. How are you both?
Oh, wow, we're great.
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's our second time here. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we were here in 2019, and now we're back with more members of the band. So it feels like a homecoming.
Please tell us more about yourselves and what inspired your love for music.
Cool. You want to go for it, Bunga?
Okay, I'll go for it. Well, I'm Bunga Masula. I'm from Port Elizabeth, or Qeberha now. Originally, what brought me to Cape Town was music. I came here to study music, and I studied music. That's actually how I met Zwide, not at college though, but through friends, mutual friends, you know. I think I just fell in love with music from hearing it from my mom just growing up, you know. Trumpet. Hey, it's a funny story. I don't want to take up too much time. It's a really funny story, actually. But yeah, what brought me here was music, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same, except for the part, like Bunga said, I didn't study music. Growing up in a household that loved music, I was playing music by the time I was 15, I think. Learning music at a high school. They just had a high school program. And then just from there, I would... kind of seek it on my own, particularly improvised music, also known as jazz music. I'm fortunate to call it my life now. I do it for a living, and I kind of see it more as a calling as well. Like, it was something that I was meant to do, and fortunately the band Kujenga has allowed me to really see it as a pathway for, I mean, something that's, you know, potentially much bigger than us as individuals. And I play the bass in the band, by the way. Bunga mentioned his instruments. I play the bass.
Okay. And Zwide, can you tell us how the band members of Kujenga came together?
Cool. So when we were, in high school, or just outside of high school, just left high school, myself and my twin brother, who plays piano, Owetu, and he plays piano in the band, we had a friend named Thane, who was at the same church in our neighborhood. And we liked his sound and we liked his playing, and he kind of like reminded us of us. So we just asked if he would want to jam with us some more. And then he said he had a friend who played drums in his high school. His name was Riley. And Riley, Thane, myself, and Owetu started out Kujenga as this 4-piece rhythm section quartet that would normally, I guess, cover other people's music, but we would play music that we actually listened to, like from artists such as Jimmy Zulu or Fela Kuti, music that was not necessarily what was expected to be played by musicians our age, you know. And it gave us a freedom for us to look at to making our own music and the kind of music that we actually want to hear on radio or at live performances. So that was the beginnings of the band in 2017, 7 years ago, right? Yeah.
Wow.
So this is the year of completion. So that's the origins of Kujenga.
And Bunga, the name of the band is quite unique. So can you tell us more about that?
Well, as you said in the introduction, it means to build. I mean, the story of how they came up with the name is really, I think, it was a Google search, really, for just names for a band, you know, today, you know. But I think what it's come to mean to us is quite special, because at least I think of music as not just this thing in and of itself, but central to community building, central to just the experience of being human, you know. So for me, what it's come to symbolize is like Kujenga's role within, I guess, the contemporary youth culture, building experiences for ourselves that we want to be part of. And that's, I think, what the a good synopsis of what I think the names come to mean for us, yeah.
So the group aims to create a meaningful experience that connects with listeners. Can you please both tell us why you believe music has the ability to do so?
I think maybe it's because we're music lovers first before we're musicians. You know, we know what it's like to be on the other side and be almost like saved by music sometimes, you know, and just the amount of fulfillment it gives you as a listener alone makes it really significant and important for us to take that same role when it's, you know, our chance to be on that platform, our chance to be able to make someone's day, to build community, to make sure that people walk away feeling different. You know, there's so much music out there. What's the point of just doing something that someone's already felt or experienced before? You really want to make someone feel like, wow, this is worth, you know, my time to leave my home, or this is worth whatever money I paid for Spotify or Apple Music to stream the song, you know? But yeah, that would be my answer. It's just knowing what it means to be kind of, you know, saved by music, you just want to be able to do the same.
Yeah, I completely agree. I also think, I was actually thinking about this yesterday, about how, in particular, music and food, you know, like central things.
Top tier things,
you know. But it's things that we come together, you know. There's nothing better than breaking bread with your friends or family.
Yeah.
And in the same breath, just experiencing music together. I think part of the problem with, like, the modern day streaming and all of that is that, like, it's kind of made us listen to music as individuals.
Mm.
And I think it is better to... I think it was meant to be experienced together. So, yeah. And all of that, we're not just musicians. We also listen to music and we love music and we are moved by music. And I guess it's nice to be moved by something that we also do, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Because we are moved when we are playing. I think that's what people are also feeling when they are seeing us or hearing us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zuide, how did you guys discover the genre for the band?
Ooh, that's a great question. Wow. I guess naturally. It wasn't forced. It wasn't something that we had to really think about and write out. Guys, what are we... I guess what I love about improvised music, it's a tradition. You know, like I said, we grew up in households individually and respectively that had parents who were playing this music. You know, you're playing the likes of Bill Withers and Grover Washington Jr. just before this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the things that we were growing up on. And I guess as young people at first, you kind of like, I don't know about this music because, you know, you want to listen to your hip-hop or pop music.
Yeah.
You grow a little bit older, maybe in your preteens or your teens, and you start getting actually warmer to that kind of sound. And naturally, the artists that you were listening to as a child become part of your DNA and your fabric. So then when it's time for you to be a musician, the way you kind of write, compose, express yourself feels very much like the way in which, I guess, you know, what you were listening to. I liken it to like DNA and like things that are passed down. You know how you get certain people within certain families that are often alike, they speak alike, you know, usually the younger people are like their older siblings or maybe even like their dad or their mom. It's because of like this thing that gets passed down, it's inherited. So I would say that a lot of our sound and the genre that we've landed upon is stuff that we inherited, you know. And of course, we are young, so we have influences outside of the past, we have the present, maybe like hip-hop or R&B or whatever, that kind of, you know, speaks to our youthfulness. And I would say a lot of it also comes with just combining seven different people's personalities into one, you know. So that's like a gumbo of different kind of sounds and soundscapes. And just you can imagine if it's just one person versus just, you know, versus seven people, what kind of diversity you can have in that. So that's what I would say. That's a really good question, though.
Bunga, I hear that it will be the band's first time performing at the Cape Town Jazz Festival. How did this opportunity come about?
Yeah, I think...
Hard work.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a massive dream for us, you know? And as Zuide often mentions, the first time they were here, being interviewed on this platform was when they were in a competition to play at the jazz festival. Didn't make it at that time. I guess but I think it is in a way poetic that it happened in the way that it happened, because so much growth has happened since then. I mean, we were added as the horn section. And yeah, I think it's funny because I often think about like overnight successes and all of that. And I guess we've in our own way come to see that how long it can take for that to happen. Because as Vito was saying, that's like 7 years ago. So over the past 7 years, it's been a building of ourselves as musicians, and a building of a community, a building of the music itself and all of that. And I think that's what culminated into us getting the email from Jazzfest. We like,
we made it.
I can imagine you guys were very like excited.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah. I was shook.
Yeah. I cried.
Yeah. what would you say, both of you, is one important lesson you have learned in the music industry?
I'd say the importance for me would be, it's so corny and so cliche, but really to be yourself. Really to just be who you are and not try to be anything that already exists. I think for me, what was comforting is knowing that, you know, like Wonga said, with us not having necessarily studied at like a university to do this music that can be understood as quite academic and whatnot, there are many ways in which one would want to kind of channel, you know, whatever is popular and do what already is like, I guess, prominent. But the moment we just, you know, decided to remain who we are and not try to be anything but that, I think we were rewarded for it. So it shouldn't be taken lightly how much you can achieve just by staying true to who you are.
Yeah, this, it's going to sound like I'm stealing Zuide's answer. Yeah.
It's okay, bro.
But I'm
going to
put it in a different way. Yeah, for me, it's also like just not being afraid to go down a path that isn't traditional.
Yeah.
Because I did study at UCT through the music program and all of that, and of course there's many pros of that, but the cons, I think one of them is that you are kind of boxed into a way of thinking and how things are meant to be done. And if anything, if we'd gone down that same route, I don't think we would be playing at Jazz Fest, for instance. So it's staying true to yourself and being willing to go against the grain, because that's what resonates with you, you know. So yeah, but it's also hard because it's uncharted territory. So I think it's also having faith in yourself, and I think there's a difference between an arrogance of just believing that you're entitled to success, as opposed to a faith that is grounded in just belief in yourself and you're still willing to put in the work. I think the faith that we've had was met by the work that we've also put in. So
yeah,
it's a combination of that along with being willing to work, like really work. Yeah.
Yeah. And what can we expect from Kujenga in the future?
More music. hopefully. I think also one thing I'll say is that we don't know what to expect, because this, for me, feels like part of the journey of life is to not really plan what to do and to kind of just do it and not kind of like say, oh, we're going to come up with this project or that project or that project. I think it's really just about no one knows what to expect, and I think that's the fun part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes life interesting for me. So just expect more music, but I can't tell you how to expect it.
Yeah. Are there any last words from the two of you?
Just thanks for the support. Thanks for the support. And it's really cool to know that young people are interested in music that is normally understood as older people music, you know, and it gets classified that way. So thank you so much for having us here, and thank you for this interview. It was really great questions.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think on that, I had a conversation about that very point, the whole thing with young people being into music that's known as a music for older people. I think it's funny because, like, back in the day, this was music for young people, you know, and I think it's going back to its roots for a music that speaks to our experience, our lived experience. And yeah, so it's really nice to be on a platform that's specifically oriented around young people. So thank you. Thank you for having
Thank you so much for joining us. And I definitely hope this is not the last time we're going to be hearing from you.
Thanks for having us as well.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is we're going to play you a song by Kujinga, and this is called Abafansi.